Joining me now on the phone is Doug House. Doug is president of the Illinois Democratic County Chairman's Association, and the association met yesterday in Springfield for its fall meeting, where it issued its endorsement of J.B. Pritzker as its choice for the Democratic nomination for governor next year. Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be with you this morning.
So tell us about the vote and tell us about the decision-making process that was involved here.
Well, the Illinois Democratic County Chairman's Association is made up of 102 county chairmen from across the state of Illinois. On September the 11th, their executive committee of 22 county chairs met and approved a process that included the submission of credentials by each candidate interested in the endorsement, and then the procedures that would take place for the election. They also set a time and a place for that endorsement.
And, I mean, you had, in September, you had recommended that Pritzker be the endorsed candidate. You had encouraged all of the candidates to get out and go visit the counties and make themselves known. What, in your view, makes Pritzker different than the other candidates for the nomination?
Well, you're right. Very early on, we asked all of our chairmen to take their time, not to get in too big of a hurry about endorsements. Give these candidates a chance to get out around the state and become known, get to know them, let them get to know our state. Very different state from one end to the other or from across one side to the other. So the issues vary greatly. So it's very important for whoever our candidate was to get out and really know the hardships or the pains that the people across the state were experiencing. And what we've seen, and I think what was proven out through the vote yesterday, was that J.B. Pritzker traveled the state and seen what the impacts of the failures of the Ronner administration have been, how the school systems were hurting, how people were out of work, how border communities were facing flight from our state as a result of some of the economic hardships and poor decisions made by the governor. And he was able to articulate a message that was resonating in those communities and with our county chairs. And so he's seen that in the vote yesterday. The vote that was taken, J.B. Pritzker received 65 votes. Chris Kennedy received 17. There were 8 that voted for no endorsement. For a total of 90 of the 102 that were actually had voted. There are some, it's a large state, some of them couldn't travel as far or had things that come up and didn't participate. But even if you were to collect all of the other votes, which totaled 37, JB still would have been the very clear winner. He received more than 70% of those voting, and I would tell you that I believe very strongly that that number would have been considerably higher had we been able to get 100% participation yesterday.
Well, Doug, you're also the Rock Island County Democratic Chairman, and as I said earlier, you encourage candidates to get out and around the state. Do you get the sense of that? And I'm talking generally, not just Pritzker, but do you get the sense generally, given that all but Bob Diber from Madison County, do you get the sense that these candidates from this area here in Chicagoland truly get downstate and those issues of diversity that have to be addressed?
It's a lot to get your head around as a candidate, and they are all have been trying, but none have had the success that JB has, and it has a great deal to do with his demeanor and his ability to engage with constituents and with other people. He has an empathy towards people who are going through a hardship or a difficult time, but he's a good listener. When he's out there on the stump were out in the field talking to people across our state. He listens to what their issues are and what their concerns are, and he has an ability to connect that is very special.
Well, given the problems that Democrats had in the presidential election, particularly in downstate and rural areas, do you get any sense that anger that existed there that helped fuel Trump, that's changed at all, and that people are going to be looking at Democrats next year?
I think the reason people are looking at Democrats a lot more and a lot more closely and listening to our message is because it's a consistent message over time. Bruce Rauner is much like the clock that is broken. He's right twice a day out of, that entire spectrum of time that he could have been right. He's on every side of every issue. And so eventually he's going to be right on an issue at some point in time or another and can argue that he was. But it can also be argued that he was wrong the entire time. If you look at just the HB 40, he's been everywhere on that to everyone.
That's the abortion rights expansion bill, HB 40.
Correct. The right to work legislation, early on he met with labor and talked with labor people, and he was going to be supportive of working men and women, and he wasn't. So there are a lot of things that he's been all over the place on, and so that's causing people to take a second look. I believe that we can compete very strongly across the entire state of Illinois with J.B. Pritzker. His message does resonate. He has been downstate extensively. I've traveled the state from one end to the other, and it is a different state. The voters have very different issues. You get down into southern Illinois and coal country and the hardships that they face through their lost jobs, and you were talking about guns. You get down into deep southern Illinois, it's very much a culture. Fathers and sons grow up with their parents hunting, and even sisters hunt deer. And so there's it's a different type of a culture in that regard, and they view guns differently. But obviously in the inner cities of Chicago, we've had issues in other large communities here in Rock Island County. We've experienced gun violence and understand the need for responsible gun legislation. So there's complexities to that. I think JB understands those.
We're speaking to Doug House. He's the president of the Illinois Democratic County Chairman's Association. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune, here in the Allstate Showcase Studio and Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue. And joining me on the phone is Doug House. He's the president of the Illinois Democratic County Chairman's Association. And Doug, we have a call from Ron who asks a question that I've also been hearing from a number of, I want to say, rank and file Democrats. Just a question about who these candidates are that are running for governor. Ron?
Yeah, good morning, Rick. Yeah, Doug, two quick questions. What does it say about the state of the Democratic Party when both of the leading candidates have no government experience? You know, where about the individuals from the party who have experience, who should have been elevated to this position? My second question, or is it a perception that the citizens are just totally frustrated and disgusted probably with both parties and looking, outside of regular government elected officials? Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Ron. Doug?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I think it's, that it's partly what's been responsible for some of the failures that Bruce Rauner has had for his lack of experience in government. Contrastly, in the two apparent front runners, in J.B. Pritzker and Chris Kennedy, both of them have had governmental experience. J.B. Pritzker had worked and spent time in his youth coming out of college. He worked and had interned within United States Senator Alan Dixon's office, and had worked in government in that respect and continued to stay involved in government and has interacted with government within his business and in the efforts that he's done there. Chris Kennedy, I know, has served as president of the University Board for the state of Illinois, arguably a very complex and large governmental agency that he would have had to administer with a large variety of issues, dealing with budgets, dealing with organized labor, dealing with faculty, issues of the student body. And that's a statewide institution that would have had him working with the governor or legislature. But our candidates do have government experience. So I feel pretty good about them. Senator Biss obviously has served, introduced legislation, been active there. Alderman Pouar, you know, we're talking about one of the largest cities, not just in our country, but in the world, working within their governmental institution. So I do feel pretty good about it. But what he says is true. People are looking outside of conventional politics. And I think our candidates offer that as well. They offer a good vision. You know, obviously, I feel JB's vision is the best for the state, but we have a progressive vision. And I want to say that we have great candidates up and down throughout our governor's candidates. These are good people who have dedicated themselves to public service. The endorsement from the Illinois Democratic County Chairman's Association was about letting people know who we feel is the best candidate and the strongest candidate that will give us the strongest and best opportunity to take back the governor's office, to put a progressive agenda forward that is beneficial to the people. We're not telling the voters what they have to do. We don't have control over that system. That vote belongs to you. But having watched these candidates closely, we believe that this candidate, J.B. Pritzker, provides us the best opportunity to win.
Well, Doug, what you said just kind of rolls into my next question here, and is that among some of the progressives, there are questions about things like slating and endorsements, and that, you know, that's kind of old school politics, old school machine politics, and that, you know, among the more progressive faction in the party, that they want a more liberalization of the party, a more democratization of the party, in their words.
Yeah, and I you know, I agree with that. To speak to that myself, I mean, that's what I come out of myself. I worked for a congressman and became involved in politics working for a congressman, Lane Evans. Lane Evans served with Bernie Sanders in the Congress, and still Lane Evans was the most liberal congressman on two separate occasions while having served with Bernie Sanders. He was a very forward-thinking populist, and I agree with that. But I do think that it's important that leaders within our party not sit on their hands and not just solely sit on the sidelines. It's important to look back at history and what has happened in Illinois in our party. I've been involved as a precinct committeeman since I was a young man at 23, and I'm now 57. But during that period of time, there have been occasions when the party leaders or elected officials did not communicate who our candidates were, and took it for granted that the public would support the best candidate in a field. At one instance, on the extreme instance, we had an entire field of LaRouche candidates become nominated to represent our party as Democrats. They did not represent it. They were a very extreme element. So the Democratic Party had to run as candidates outside of their own party, as independent candidates. Now, that's the extreme of it. We don't have that within this instance. But I think it's always important that as leaders, we share where we feel the best opportunity to win is at and who we think best represents the field of candidates.
Also kind of, I'm sorry, go ahead, Doug.
I was just going to say I've talked with many groups, Democratic Socialists of America within the state of Illinois, Indivisible People within Illinois, and other liberal factions of our party. Very first thing that many of them bring up is wealth. And I don't believe in order to represent our party that a vow of poverty must be taken, this is only one element of the person. It's about values. If you look at Bruce Rauner's values, there is a huge lack and a disconnect between working men and women in our state. If you look at the values of J.B. Pritzker and our other candidates, they by far and away represent what working men and women are seeking in a candidate for governor.
And frankly, and I was going to say, because there is that part of the party that raises questions about, you know, is this just about having the candidate with the resources that can go toe-to-toe with Bruce Rauner and could also, you know, help build a party infrastructure the same way that Rauner revitalized the Republican infrastructure?
Well, if you look at the chairman's organization, these are individual leaders in each of these counties across the state, each of them with experience in recruiting candidates and running candidates for local office up to mostly legislative offices, but are also collectively involved together in supporting candidates for statewide office. And when they meet these candidates and they talk to them, first, they have to have shared values. Second, they have to demonstrate organization. Third, they have to be able to take a message and have it resonate within their constituents. And lastly, they need to be able to raise the money and or resources to be able to get out there and be competitive, whether that's for a county clerk's office, a recorder's office in your county, a township office, or legislative. Our candidates are all working hard for governor candidates. There's only one candidate that possesses all of those skills, and that's J.B. Pritzker.
That's Doug House. He's president of the Illinois Democratic County Chairman's Association. Doug, thank you very much for getting up with me this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Rick. It was good to be with you.
We'll be back with more right after this.